Welcome to another week of Talk That Matters with your host, Deshaun Williams. I'm just coming on as we get ready to wrap up season 5. It has been a very short season, very great season. And, you know, it has been a very great run for Talk That Matters. And this is the last official major episode that will be for Talk That Matters. So today I just want to kind of talk about change and how change is going to come and how change is needed. So upon making this episode, I was asked, Deshaun, why are you ending Talk That Matters? And the reason that I gave is because of my business is named Divinity Inspirations. I need a podcast that's going to fit in with the business name now. I need something that's going to inspire people more, something where we can start anew, start fresh, something where it is not having to be marked as explicit content on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on stuff like that. So what do? We go ahead and we finish out all of Talk That Matters Season 5, and then we start anew. So, Talk That Matters Season 5, like I said, this is the last major episode for it, and we're not going to have a season finale, because technically this is the season finale. So, I just want to come on today and I want to give out a shout out to everybody that was, I'm going to try to list everybody that came on the show. I want to give a shout out to Mr. Brandon McCrite. You know, he came on during season 1 when it was called Living Inspiration. The reason why I want to give him a shout out is because he helped me get my foot into the ground when nobody else believed in me. Even when I didn't believe that the podcast could do something, he believed in me. He helped me. He pretty much coached me on how to do this podcast. Next up, I want to give a shout out to Mr. Josh Mozart. I think I said his last name correctly. If I didn't, I'm sorry. But, you know, he came on. We talked a lot about, you know, like fitting in. Like, why do people feel like they have to fit in? Mr. Benjamin Fincher, he came on. We talked about validation and why people felt like they needed other people's opinions and validations for fitting in. Mr. Isaiah Williams, my cousin, for coming on and talking about some heavy topics such as violence, something that needs to be talked about more and more in today's era. My other cousin, Mr. Jay Boyd, the comedian, the one that y'all heard raw and uncut as we were sitting down on the podcast joking and laughing. My best friend, Miss Cheyenne Barton, otherwise known as Skit, coming on talking about the LGBTQ community. Coming on talking about the death of a lost one. Coming on talking about taking a breath, finding your place in the world. Stuff like that. Miss Takia Jackson Noble for coming on and talking about her podcast, Manifest and Hustle, and how she plan on using her podcast and her business to help motivate others. Mr. Victor Curcato coming on, giving us an hour and 15 minute long podcast, all inspirational, informational. And then also I want to give a shout out to my friend Mr. Jody Allman for coming on and talking about how he became the best selling author and how he was able to do it. I also want to shout out to my friend that was in Texas but now is in Nashville, Tennessee. The manager in charge of Bridge Music Magazine, the not so nice singer who just released her new single, Gravedigger, Miss Tara Lynn. I want to give a shout out to her as she came on and she did her thing, and we talked about a bunch of topics. I also want to give a shout out to everybody that believed in me. But first, we're going to go ahead and give another shout out to Miss Harley Ballantyne, who came on and talked about parenting, how hard it is, but also how blessed you are to be a parent. So we're going to go ahead and give a shout out to everybody that came that supported me. Miss Kayla Renfro Graham, thank you for supporting me. Miss Takia Jackson Noble, thank you for supporting me. And I'm also glad that I'm able to support you and your podcast and everything that you're doing. Miss Harley Ballantyne, thank you for supporting me. Miss Tara Lynn, thank you for coming on the show for a person that you did not know, a nobody, and just spending time. And thank you for being in contact with me also. To everybody that helped the podcast get to 6,500 total plays, thank you for coming on each and every week and just listening and just sharing the content. I thank you so very much. So, once again, I want to thank everybody that has supported this podcast, came on and just spoke their hearts out. And, you know, I also want to say, normally I say this is not goodbye, but this is until next time. But unfortunately for this podcast, this is goodbye. And I just want everybody to know that even though this podcast is ending, go out and inspire someone today as I have inspired y'all for 2.5 years. I love each and every one of you. Thank you so much. And I hope to see y'all listening to Divinity Inspirations on June 7th.
I will be right here.